Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Very good on this cloudy day.
All right. Where'd you have coffee at this morning?
Well, I stopped in Grand Ledge, the local A&W, a great group of guys.
All right. Well, I've got to meet you out at Sophia, so I'm always looking for an excuse to get out there to have breakfast, and I'm going to do that soon.
Sounds like a great time. It's a good place.
All right. Well, let's talk about something that is a touchy subject. You are part of a bill that would regulate fetus disposal. There is a Delta Township abortion clinic that is being investigated. Rick, tell us about this story and then tell us about your bill.
Well, back in February, a nonviolent man, part of the group of 40 Days for Life, he was praying out in front of the abortion clinic and holding a sign, you know, about ending abortions, and he observed some strange behavior. He went over to the dumpster and found 17 babies in bags with the mother's name, date of abortion, everything thrown into a community garbage dumpster. You know, it was out there in the public parking lot, and all the different businesses there use it. He collected these.
These were the fetuses and the information about the mothers of those fetuses.
Not only that, there were medical records with all sorts of signatures. It was unbelievable the amount of material that was thrown away, records that you would expect to be shredded. Well, he contacted law enforcement authorities. He also contacted me, knowing that I was a former sheriff and because this was in my district, and we sat down with local sheriff, local prosecutor, attorney general's office, had a meeting, and at that time they asked me not to say anything at all about this until they completed an investigation. Well, that investigation has now been completed. It's been some 6 or 7 months. And in the meantime, I was working on a bill with two of my fellow state reps, Joe Haveman and Bob Janeski from Saugatuck and Holland. And we have a three-bill package that would stop this. What was shocking to me, not just the act of throwing babies in the trash, which I think is just horrible, but what's shocking to me is it's been determined that this is actually legal because they were dipped in a solution before being thrown away, formaldehyde that's supposedly supposed to kill any possible disease that could be transferred. And not only is this an ugly thing to have happen, it certainly taints the image of Michigan. And I want to stop because of that and for moral reasons, but also I think it could be dangerous medically. And so we have a package of three bills. One provides that an abortion clinic would take the product of an abortion, and they would have an option. If the parent wanted a burial, certainly that would happen. But otherwise, there would be a cremation, a medical cremation, certainly a reasonable thing to have happen, what should have happened. And if the person involved did not follow this procedure, then it would be a felony, and it would be punishable by the law, and this is the only way we can make this sort of clinic follow the law.
Well, this is a story that is very disturbing. As a matter of fact, Rick, we're going to explore that tomorrow in a couple of segments, but how soon do you expect action on these bills?
Well, I don't know. It's always problematic in the House. The House is so split right now, and almost, in my opinion, almost dysfunctional because of the election. And, you know, I'm there every day trying to do what I can for my constituents, but most people are out knocking on doors, campaigning, which is, I guess, understandable, and nothing's getting done. I hope that we can have hearings in the lame duck session, but if not, I will bring it back in January, and we will continue to pursue a change in Michigan law.
All right, Rick, I may call you back tomorrow just to get your take on this, because we are attempting to have a representative from the abortion clinic on. We're going to have the opposing view on also. So I'll keep in touch with you about that. Can you give us the status on any other bills that you've been working on throughout the, I would say, the last couple of months?
Well, certainly, I'm hoping to get a bill completed. I've gotten it through the House, it's in the Senate, and it streamlines the commutation process for dying inmates. And you'd say, you know, a lot of people say, well, what do we care? Well, we pay every nickel of their medical care while they're inside a prison. The minute that they're carried out or wheeled out and they go to a hospice or some sort of home, then they're eligible for Medicare, and the federal government helps out. Well, with the Michigan tax problem right now, we have to find every penny we can. We need to prioritize our spending, and obviously if we can save $30 million in the Michigan Department of Corrections, we've got to pursue that. So that's certainly something I hope that passes soon. We'll continue to work on that and other things to the end of the year.
All right, Rick. What are your thoughts about this upcoming election? It seems like we're repeating what happened in 2008 when the Democrats were calling for change. Here we are a couple of years later, and now the Tea Parties and the Republicans are calling for change. What's your observation as we head toward Tuesday's election?
Well, in my area, it's overwhelming. Certainly, independents, Democrats, and Republicans are all telling me they want to give Rick Snyder a chance to reinvent Michigan. And I think you're going to see a coattails and a bit of a tsunami. It went one way 2 years ago, and I think it's going to go back the other way this time. And people are ready for change, and we need to, I believe in this. We really need to change the business tax structure in Michigan. I'm not saying get rid of it, but simplify it. It's so convoluted, so complicated, that it's keeping jobs, keeping businesses and companies out, and that hurts jobs for our kids, grandkids, and we've really got to be concerned about the future.
All right, Rick, thanks so much. We always enjoy talking with you, and I'll be in touch.
Okay.